Welcome to A Walk with a Listener. Although in this case, I'm walking with two listeners. Lucky me. We've got the wonderful Jan from Lancing, who's on my left. Hello, Jan.
Hello, Richard.
How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
Now, you've inspired me to do this walk today and where we're going, which we'll tell you about in a second. And we've also got Mr. Babington from Roland's Castle.
Hello.
You don't actually live in the castle, do you?
No, I've yet to find it, actually.
And we've come north of Chichester, north of Lavant, which is a picturesque little village, to somewhere called West Stoke. But it's even older than that, isn't it, Jan?
Yes, it's been here. Well, what we're coming to see has been here for many, many years. It's a hidden valley almost, a coombe.
A coombe?
A coombe, yes. That's another word for valley. It's tucked away at the back of Chichester, north of Chichester. Not many people know it's here, and it's quite difficult to get to.
It's a nature reserve, and it's called Kingly Vale. So what is it?
Well, it's a national nature reserve.
Oh.
And there's only about seven of them in Sussex. And it's very important because it has some very ancient living things in it.
Like monsters, hogs, boars, bears, evil creatures, wasps?
No, you won't see them move. Well,
oh.
Apparently you won't see them move, but
if
you believe in the folklore,
yes,
you might see them move.
I'm intrigued now. I'm almost scared. Are you scared, Mr. Babington?
I am a little bit tentative, yeah.
I don't know whether we should be wearing armour, whether we should be armed with swords. What it put us out of our misery, please. We're fearful creatures here, Jan. What is it that these things that don't move that we're going to see that seem to be old?
Well, if you believe in the pagan rituals and the old religions of many years ago...
Oh, I do.
At twilight...
Yeah.
If you're within this reserve and close to these ancient trees,
right,
they are believed to move.
So it's trees. We've come to see some trees.
Yes, trees. Ancient yew trees.
Well, yew trees, of course, are pretty old because they're very ubiquitous in churchyards.
Yes, that's true. Now, this is... a remnant, really, of what covered a lot of the south of England was yew tree forest. And this is sort of a remaining hidden remnant of it, really. Been here for, they say some of the yew trees are up to 2,000 years old. There is a local yew tree about 15 miles from here, which they say could even be 3,000 years old.
Wow. So are you saying that this sort of valley, the nature reserve, the woodland that we're going into, is a place that is... An ancient area that's obviously not been built on, it's not had anything on for all this time.
Yes, if you think about all these a long time ago, a lot of this area in the south of England, on the slopes here, would be wooded.
Right.
Now, obviously, as man came along, he had his settlements on the top of the hills, and he lived on top of the hills in the little settlements and the camps, etc., up there, and he very rarely... went down into the woodland area and the valleys, because as you'll find out shortly, they were dark and mysterious places and dangerous with the animals, etc. So most of they lived on the tops of the hills. Very different from today, of course.
Yes.
And this area here is just a remnant of it, really. The farmers around here have farmed quite close to it, but I guess because of its steep escarpment, it's been difficult to farm, so it's just remained here, really.